Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with joy. They have joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
knowledge.
I am, of course, the one, the only, Mark Unger.
I'm telling you, that man does not look stable.
Joining me, as always, the lovely, the charming Diane Brierley.
Oh, he's completely lost his mind.
And the incomparable Ross Allen Skorzewski.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Engineering, as always, in the background, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the program, the talented, the amazing, the creepy, Timothy Robert Ray! Making sure that we're heard around the world from the exact center of the galactic universe, Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is the show that handles all of your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com. This is how the show works. You get to remain totally anonymous, totally anonymous. Nobody in the world knows who you are except you. We, in return, get to be brutally honest. That's the way the game is gone, is run. And we also want to encourage people to have any arguments. We love those. You and your wife are arguing about some stupid thing over and over and over and over again, and you can't get a resolution. Send it to the Mark Unger Show. What will they think? And then we'll try and rule. Although we really wrestled over the last one. It took us a while.
Yeah.
Ross was for the guy.
I never wavered, though.
He never wavered. No, I'm saying I wavered. She had a compromise. I was wavering all over the place. And I'm still not sure.
I'm still not sure
what my answer is on that one.
I like the compromise.
I know, but.
Of course I do.
Here's how I ended up. Whoever's the maddest.
That's what you said.
Needs to just get over it. You know, in that case.
You're the husband, maddest, you fix it.
She was the angriest because he kept leaving stuff in the pockets when it was thrown in the laundry. She's screaming out, honestly, lady, if you're that upset, just check the stupid pockets.
But isn't it true that the person who's the maddest wants the other one to fix it all the time? Isn't that usually how it goes?
I know, but don't you think that the Christian thing is if you're that upset, you should change?
Yes.
You know, your answer in life, honestly, if your answer to be happy is that other people have to change, you will be a victim all of your life.
Yes.
That's why I do that. I refuse to let my happiness be dependent on what somebody else does.
You get to choose your life. It is not inflicted upon you.
Exactly. So if I'm the one who's the most upset and I can't get you to change, then I need to change.
Mm-hmm. So clean out the pockets.
Even though I might be right and you're wrong,
right?
I need to change. I mean, that's why I always come down on that. So it took me a long while to get there. But so in essence, I was winding up on Ross's side. You know, probably for a different reason, but I my reasoning for it was she just, you know, if she's that upset, just chill out. So anyway, kind of sad this morning, a friend of ours
passed away
that we all know, just died.
Yep. Very sad.
Just up and died very, very unexpectedly.
Sad. Yeah. And, you know, all of a sudden, he's doing karaoke with his friend.
Yep.
They're in our choir.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, he's a, you know, I just saw him.
Yeah, so did I. We had choir practice.
Tuesday night.
Dennis Massey.
Sweet guy.
And his friend Tommy, they were out doing karaoke, and next thing you know, ambulance is being called.
I just saw him Sunday.
Yeah, I saw him too.
Dude, Dennis, man, you've lost. He lost like 175 pounds or something like that.
That's what really stinks is that he gets himself in good shape. He worries about his health and gets it all right, and then he
dies.
Life
is fragile, man. You know, and sometimes dramatic weight loss like that can
shock your system
pretty hard. I mean, we don't know what it was. All we know
is he's out with one of the other guys in the choir. They would always go out and karaoke.
Wednesday nights. Yeah.
On Wednesday night. That was their thing.
Be rock
which
stars.
Is fine.
Yeah.
Fine, you know? It was in a bar, but that's what they do in Green Bay. Everything is a bar in Green Bay, for heaven's sake. It's not like they're getting plastered. They're just out there, you know.
Having fun,
doing the karaoke, singing, you know, a couple of brothers in the Lord, just, you know, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
And he hits the floor.
And that was it.
And the paramedic showed up. He still had a pulse, but by the time he was at the hospital, he was
sad.
Gone. So here we just saw him, and boom, he's with Jesus. I tell you, people, you never know. You could easily be reading this morning that Mark Unger died last night.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah. Ross Skeeter or Skorzewski.
Roszewski.
Roszewski died last night.
Would...
Or Diane the Super Babe died last night. You never know. Boom.
I don't like
not guaranteed
that.
Tomorrow.
You know, nobody's guaranteed anything. That's
exactly.
why you need to live. And you know what, people? That's why you want to get life right. And why you want to live for eternity. Why would you put every single energy, ounce of energy you have just for this life? Because once you're gone, it's gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people listening to us today who will not be here next year.
Mm-hmm.
And take out the next 5 years, there's several who won't be here next year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say
so
10 years, there's a bunch of people listening to me right now.
Well, especially when
who
they're
will not
age.
Be here 10 years from now. Yeah, even at our age, you know, mm-hmm. but even at young, you don't know.
Yeah,
no,
this...
I mean at any age, but the older I get, the more funerals I go to. I was just at one 3 days ago, and you know, I've been to so many in the past year and a half, more than my whole lifetime put together. And I just sit there at all these funerals, and it's very difficult for me to go to funerals, and especially at the rate I've
been
going to them.
There have been a lot of those.
Yes.
You know what the common denominator on all those funerals are?
They
were friends of Diane.
That is correct.
She kills people. That's what it is.
Apparently, I make them sick.
She makes him really sick.
He's been sneezing for days since I've been around.
Well, that's why I was kind of, you know.
Anyway, mercy and grace. God bless the Massey family. And
yes.
We love you guys. It was it's sad. Very, 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 very sad. Mm-hmm. But it's a wake up call. Look, the reality is, man, nobody is guaranteed anything.
Mm.
You know? Hey, check this out before we get into all this other stuff. This is kind of a funny thing that happened.
Some people won't think it's funny, but we do.
Oh, I know. People need to lighten up. All right?
We do.
I get this email last night, and someone says, why are you having the Hindu festival of Diwali in your church? And I'm saying,
What?
We don't have any Hindu festivals at our church worshiping Hindu demigods. And
right. And is it the Festival of Lights?
Yes.
Yeah, it's known as the Festival of Lights, but it's Diwali. After some demigod. Who knows?
Yep.
It's like one of the most important festivals for the Hindus.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what I've been saying to our church is, you know, we have these humongous buildings that we put millions of dollars in, and we use them 3 hours a week. You know, and it's like, you know, I said, why not open our building?
Use the building.
For the community.
That's right.
It used to be all of the city was built around a church, right in the center. You know, I like going to Germany and stuff. We were over there.
Right.
And right in downtown of all these old are these gorgeous churches. And you would actually build the city. Right?
Like Utah.
Yeah, like Utah. Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yes.
But I mean, that's the way it was. It was the center of life.
It was.
Commerce was
everything
right around there.
Around
everything
it.
around mm-hmm. the church. Now we have these, you know, castles on the hills surrounding the communities where nobody can come in unless you're, you know, the right shape, size, color, whatever. It's just really sad. So I'm thinking, you know, as Christians, why not engage with our communities?
Right.
And get people, you know. I said, you know, we got like 30,000 Latinos in Green Bay, you know. Most of them Mexicans. They're like three Puerto Ricans and the rest are all Mexicans. So anyway, because they like to do these family gatherings, you know,
quinceañeras
for the girls and stuff. I says, they're always looking for places to rent. I said, man, we got a whole end of the building, you know,
nice space too.
It's not the sanctuary, or whatever. You know, rent it out.
Yep.
Let them come in, have their parties, celebrate with their families, so people will think, you know, if companies are looking for a place to meet and they need some nice facility, you know, our modern churches, hip churches like ours. And most growing churches tend to be very cutting edge technology. We have the lights and the cameras and the Wi-Fis and everything. And, you know, a lot of holidays don't have all that stuff. You know, the sound system, they can't compete with our sound systems.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you, people looking for facilities like that, why not have the Rotary Club meet there or
sure.
XYZ Corporation wants to meet with their, you know, Involve people. Get them connected with your church. Quit being this, you know.
You can't come into our building.
Yeah, you know, this ivory right. tower Some for country, only the yeah. most righteous and holy right. enter or whatever. So all that seems reasonable, right?
Sure.
Okay, so that's...
That was the premise.
Well, that's the premise. And well, I still hang on to the premise.
Yes.
Okay? So apparently somebody calls the church and says, because we haven't even started promoting this, but mm-hmm. the people, just because they're looking for a place.
For space.
Mm-hmm. And they call the church and said, would you mind if we had our Indian Diwali gathering or something like that? And we said, well what's that? Well, it's called the Festival of Lights. It's our Christmas is what it is. So Pastor Lathan goes, oh, sure. if it's Christmas, sure, why not? You know, so...
Whoops.
Well, it's not exactly.
Not exactly.
It's not exactly.
It ain't old Saint Nick.
No. No, it's not.
So I look further into it, and yes, it's a Hindu whatever, you know.
5 days of celebrating gods and this and that.
Yeah, and this mm-hmm. demigod killed the other demigod, mm-hmm. and this one was a midget, and that one was a big one, and I, you know,
but
whatever.
It is about darkness, light overcoming darkness, light overcoming and good over
that's
evil.
Fine.
And,
but it's not Christian.
No, it is not.
It's okay. Now, I can just wait till, of course, not be saying this on the air. People from our church will start, you know, so hopefully.
Go, what?
Well, I don't think most people in our church will have a hissy fit about this kind of stuff
no.
because our culture is different. We understand. Look. Love, first of all, we are going to contact them
mm-hmm.
now that we know what the heck it is. And say, look, it's fine. You can have, because most of it's cultural. It's really yes. not a worship
it's
thing.
It's more
for
like
them.
A cultural fest.
It's a cultural
fireworks
fest.
And
you know.
Eating. And...
But we do want to say, you know, please, we don't want you praying, opening the service mm-hmm. to some demigod. You know,
sure.
I mean, a little respect. You're in a Christian
facility
right. and stuff like that. So I'm sure they'll probably be cool with that. But yeah, okay, so they're not Christian. So what? You know, why not open? If you get in the dirt with people to win people and love people, you're going to get dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And Christians don't like to get dirty. Hence, we have our ivory towers.
They don't like the mess.
All around us. So, Jesus was accused. I mean, one of the reasons they hated him so much
mm-hmm.
is because he would associate with people you should not associate with.
That's right.
He says, well, he associates with prostitutes. Well, do you know who associates with prostitutes? John's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just the local bartender. It's
That's right.
John's. So what they're very almost implying.
You must be one.
He must be boinking these girls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. So
you're hanging with a hooker. What else do you do when you
know,
hang with a hooker?
And tax collectors. Well, who associated with tax collectors? Thieves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're basically saying, well, you must be crooked. You must be immoral and you must be crooked. Because you hang with these mm-hmm. people. And Jesus just ignored them and said, look, it's the sick that need a physician
right.
and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So loving people means getting your hands dirty sometimes. You know, so, you know, as Christians, we don't have to be so anal, so freaked out about stuff. But anyway, I just thought it was, you know, I mean, you know, if somebody called up and said, you know, can we use your church for a Wiccan festival to worship some demon? You know,
no.
I'm pretty sure we would say no.
Pretty sure.
You know,
right.
So, you know, the fact that... Apparently, we have some Hindu
Diwali
service. You know, it's not going to be a service because we'll put a, make sure that
it's more of a cultural.
It's more
fest.
Of a cultural, but even still, you know, we don't have to just hide. You know, even you know, Dennis and Tommy, you know, going
to sing karaoke
and hanging with these people and stuff. They're probably inviting people to church. You know,
oh,
I know Christians in the world I grew up would just have a hissy fit. Well, they were in a bar. How could you dare? Well, just relax. You know, it's not that we can't associate.
Yes.
With, I mean, this is how you get your hands dirty. You go in
yes.
and you get
yes.
messy cleaning up caca.
The people sitting in the bar need to know Jesus.
Yes. You know, and all that kind of stuff. You know, if I was free and they called me, I'd probably been down there with them. You know, although I don't know the words. Oh, because you get the words out in
the
front
words
of you, don't
are
you?
They
right?
asked me to go, but it's always on a Wednesday night, and I'm like, dude, I'm just
oh,
getting
so you
done
get invited too?
Oh, I've
yeah,
been
yeah,
invited.
Okay.
So I'm like, guys, how about a different night? They're like, well, it's always that thing on a Wednesday night. We go down, we're just rock stars. I'm like, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So it's just fun, you know? And Christians don't have to be the kind of people that we live in ivory towers, not churches,
right.
in ivory
right.
towers. And I promise you, you know, I'm sure there will be people, some religious up the wazoo.
Oh, they're going to have a cow.
Anal, evangelical, no doubt, that will hear that Mark Gunger's church had some Hindu fest. You know, it's just,
sure.
all right. You know, just relax.
Then the Mark Gunger is the Antichrist websites will pop up.
Mark Gunger's the Antichrist. So, Anyway, I just...
That's life interesting.
Is, you know, it's fine. I mean, let's love people. And I said, you know, okay, they're not Christians. We get it. What's the difference? You know, as long as they're not worshiping, so, right. You know, we don't want that. But what's the difference with that between some guy who, some company that's in there, and none of them are believers, and they're all committing adultery on their wives?
Same thing.
Still in your building,
right?
Mm-hmm. What about the guys on Sunday morning who they're sitting there, but they were watching porn
the night before?
You know, I mean,
it's funny where we draw the lines, isn't it?
Oh yeah, just wherever's convenient for us. The reality is, if only the holiest of holies enter the church, there very few people would be in the door.
True.
So I, even though we. Might take some static for this. I say, praise God. You know, the Dwali people felt comfortable. Well, let's go to Acceleration Church. They'll let anybody in.
Right.
I'd rather be accused of that. These people have an open door policy. Praise God. You know, I mean, we're not going to compromise our faith or allow, like I said, Satan worshipers or something weird. You know,
chicken sacrifices
to the Hindu god Hula Mula or whatever the deal. You know, we're not going to let this up. But if you're not a Christian, but you want to use the thing for your non-Christian gathering, I'm cool with that.
Right.
You know, hopefully at some point we, you know, I was telling Lathas, man, we should have some guys there. You know, go check it out and shake these people's hands and make friends with these people. And maybe they'll come out to church and,
you know.
Say, because a lot of them, I bet you, are immigrants.
Sure.
You know. And maybe they'll come say, you know, you're an American. You ought to change. Have you been to a Christian church? Well, no, it's the first time I've been to church.
We're glad you're here.
But you got to come to our church and learn about Jesus. You know, you don't know.
Well, this individual asked me my thoughts about attending,
attending
such an event. And I said, to be honest with you, I don't have a problem attending.
Oh, he wants to. Oh, he should definitely attend.
And I said, you should take your wife. It's
take
part of her
wife,
culture.
Take your wife. Take your
family.
Yeah,
deny
be nice.
That.
If I'm here,
be
I want to go.
I'll
take my wife. Well, I can't get my wife to be away from people. You know, while she's doing the chemo thing because of her white blood cells and stuff. Let somebody all over her.
Yeah.
But I'd show up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll eat some of their curry and whatnot. And if they got the little girls dressed up in Indian and they're
doing the dancing.
You know,
it's her culture. And as
it's,
you have
and
kids,
it's fine.
Yes.
Why not? Yeah, why do we got to be so anal about stuff?
I
want to know my faith, I'm going to talk about Jesus. You
That's
know,
right.
I was reading this morning in Peter, he says, you know, always be ready to give an answer for the reason, for the hope that is in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he says, but do it with respect.
Mm.
You got to be respectful to people. You just can't walk in there, hey, y'all know y'all going to hell, don't you?
Right.
Right.
Y'all going to hell, you're not ready, y'all going to hell. Well, yeah, that's very respectful.
I told
that's
him
that's very
go,
helpful.
I said, go fully dressed up. I said, does your wife have the actual traditional customary clothing? She's like, oh yeah. I said, go.
Oh, absolutely.
Have fun.
Yep.
And people will see the difference in you.
Do you remember the Indian couple that was with, I can't even think of who they were, but we invited them. They were not Christians. They were both Hindus.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
And she came all dolled up in her whole Indian garb. She's gorgeous. These Indian women are gorgeous, by the way. Talk about the most perfect skin color on earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the most perfectly balanced eternal tan.
Yeah.
Have you seen these women?
Yes.
They are gorgeous.
Beautiful.
They tend to be really gorgeous women, all right? And she's all dolled up in her thing and coming to church, and just they're hearing about Jesus for the first time. And what are we going to say? Hey, take that dot off
you
your forehead.
You can't come to our church.
Hey, you got a magic marker on your forehead there. What's the matter? You know, that's a demigod sign. You know, just be nice to people.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, and even on this show, you will note that my anger and wrath is always reserved for people who claim to be Christians.
That's right.
Who live like hell. That I'll go psycho on. And that's the people in the Bible that they yelled at.
Mm-hmm.
John the Baptist and stuff, where Jesus would rebuke the religious people.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting? So, anyway, God bless Dennis, and God bless all the Hindus coming to our church in a couple of weeks, and God bless Tiny Tim.
God bless us all, everyone.
God bless us all, everyone. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and actually do something about marriage. Got a cute little article that we want to touch on real quick. You guys don't want to miss this. This is very cool. So we will be back with more right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours.
is.
Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for the next romantic getaway or planning the next family vacation? Whether it is around the world or around the corner, Grace Point Travel can help you with all your travel needs. Take advantage of their extensive training and experience as you look to plan your next adventure. You can call George and Judy Oakes at 206-203-3927 or email them at gracepointtravel@usfamily.net. If you prefer to book your own getaway yourself, you can try their easy-to-use self-service website with a complete range of options, including cruises, hotels, even tickets to concerts and sporting events. Don't delay in planning your next trip. Travel to www.gracepointtravel.com and make your plans today. That's www.gracepointtravel.com.
Well, you done me in your bed, I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours.
Great song. Mm-hmm. Is that a ukulele? Mm-hmm. Must be.
Anyway, you're listening to The Mark Gardner Show.
A show all about love, marriage, and relationships. We are so glad that you are listening with us today. This is a really cool story that we just ran across yesterday.
Yeah, you were reading it at lunchtime, then one of the listeners actually sent it last night.
This is cool. Okay, read it.
Okay, I will try not to get weepy reading this. This is really hard for me.
There's no crying on The Mark Gardner Show.
It's out of Iowa.
I was crying listening to The Mark Gardner Show.
Yes.
But not when you're on The Mark Gardner Show.
It's very, very touching. A couple that was married 72 years died holding hands. An Iowa couple who was married for 72 years died 1 hour apart last week in the hospital as they held hands. Family said the story of Gordon, 94, and Norma Yeager, 90, is a real-life love story. On the day she graduated from high school, Norma Stock said yes to Gordon Yeager's marriage
the
proposal.
The day she what?
Graduated from high
what?
School.
Oh, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. You can't get married if you're too young. Marriages don't last if you get married too young.
72 years.
What about y'all horsemen or people? You can't get to a 75-year anniversary if you wait till you're 30 to get married.
No, you cannot.
You are dead. What are all these people you read about, 70th anniversary, 75th anniversary, they all got married right out of high school. Teenage, some of them were 16, mm-hmm. for heaven's sakes. Their parents had to sign permission. This moronic nonsense of telling people to wait so long to get married. Oh, it just ticks me off every time I think about it. Okay, keep going.
They're very old-fashioned. They believed in marriage till death do you part,
oh, how
their
terrible.
Son said. Yeah. They had 4 children together. Staying together for 72 years is good. I'd say that's exceptional, their daughter said. The way the kids tell it, dad was the life of the party while mom kept everything together.
I have no idea what that would be like.
I don't know. Anybody?
Dad goofing around, mom having to be serious all the time. That must have been horrible.
Horrible 72 years together. They said that anybody would come over. She was the hostess with the mostest. She just seriously, the more she did, the more she smiled. So she must have been like Super Martha or something. Dad would be the center of attention, like, "Wee, look at me." And mom was like,
"I'm appalled that any man would act like that."
And mom was like, "Just get him away from me."
Oh, that's what it says in the article.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Mom would say, oh, get him away from
yes.
me.
Yes, and they go on to say Norma didn't really want the distance. The family said she hardly left Gordon's side for 72 years. They just yeah. loved being together. Everybody argues once in a while, but they still, he said, I'd stick with, but they...
No crying, Diane.
I'm sorry. Their son is speaking in backwards here. He said, I have to stick... The dad said, I have to stick around. I can't go until she does because I have to stay here for her. And she would say the same thing.
So they always said that. We have mm-hmm. to be here for each other.
Yes.
Nobody. Yeah.
The couple left home last Wednesday to go to town, but they didn't make it. At an intersection, Gordon pulled in front of an oncoming car. The Iowa State Patrol crash report said the other driver attempted to avoid the crash but was unable to stop in time.
Which, when you're 70, something, maybe you shouldn't be driving anymore. Well, I don't
90
know.
What are you gonna, 90 something.
90 something. I mean, when 90, you're not 70 something.
90 something.
When you're not, when you hit 90, it's time to let somebody else drive.
Yes.
Because they'd still be here.
They'd still be here.
These guys
were
headed easily
driving.
For 100 years.
Yes, yes.
Just because they're
yes.
so healthy and in love with each other and positive.
Yes.
Which, by the way, because another reason you want to get along with your spouse, man, nothing will kill you quicker than constantly living in a state of arguing and bitter. And arguing's one thing. I mean, arguing probably is good for you. Keeps you going. But, I mean, of bitterness and nastiness, that'll kill you. So these people easily are heading to 100 years plus. The only thing that took him out was a car wreck because he pulls in front of a car because he's 90-some years old.
Yes.
Driving, so.
In the intensive care unit of Marshalltown's hospital, nurses knew not to separate Gordon and Norma. They brought them in the same room in intensive care and put them together, and they were holding hands in ICU.
So they're awake enough. They're laying in bed next to each other, and they reach over and they're holding it. This yes. is what they've been on for 72
yes.
years.
Gordon died at 3:38 p.m. holding hands with his wife as the family they built surrounded them. It was really strange. They were holding hands and Dad stopped breathing, but I couldn't figure out what was going on because the heart monitor was still going. But we were like, he isn't breathing. How does he still have a heartbeat? The nurse checked, catch this, and said that's because they were holding hands and it's going through them. Her heart was beating through him and picking it up. They were still getting
something.
They were still getting her heartbeat through him.
The heart alarm wasn't going off because they're holding hands, and she's getting weepy as it still feels the heartbeat.
Yes.
So his thing was still going. Okay.
At 4:38 p.m.,
exactly one hour
Gordon
later
died,
to the minute,
Norma passed too.
Then she died.
Neither one of them would have wanted to be without each other. I couldn't figure out how it was going to work. They were very blessed, honestly, that they went this way. They just love being together. At their funeral on Tuesday, Norma and Gordon held hands in their casket. Family said they will be cremated and their ashes mixed together.
Isn't that something?
That's awesome.
By the way, my gosh.
You know, I looked at Debbie and I said, you know, we're going to go the same way, except that our hands will probably be wrapped around each other's throats.
The Butt Kicking Woman's Conference is back with a newly released DVD set from the second year of the conference with all new hard-hitting speakers, Lakeeta Garth, Diane Brierley, comedian Carrie Pomeroli, and of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Mark Gunger himself.
Morality is based on the condition of your heart, not based on the status of your vagina. I don't care if you've had sex with 150,000 men. Stop it! Stop it! What are you doing?
You get over 7 hours of content that will change your life and make you a stronger butt-kicking woman. Order your DVD today at laughyourway.com or call 1-866-525-2844. That's laughyourway.com.
If you're a Christian or gospel independent recording artist wanting exposure, then this website was designed just for you. TheChristianJukebox.com is your official online independent Christian music source. Have your music heard and sold around the world. get paid 60% on the sale of all your music, or sign up for a premium membership and receive 91% on all your sales. No matter what your music style, thechristianjukebox.com is your opportunity to be seen and heard. Sign up now at thechristianjukebox.com. Click the Join tab at the top and begin taking control of your own destiny. The Christian Jukebox. It's more than music. It's an experience.
I never let my feelings show. I never let anybody know just how much I was so deep in love. But now that you're in my arms, I'm gonna stand on the rooftop, climb up a mountaintop, baby, scream and shout. I'm gonna sing it on the radio, show it on the video, baby, leave no doubt. Love you out loud.
Here's the Mark Unger Show, where we love you out loud, because we're just loud people. We're very loud. Everything we do is loud.
So check it out. So the other day, we're out to lunch with the radio crew. And Tim, you can see this on the big monitor in there. But we see some stocky guys sitting next to us at the table. And the guy's running around with a camera shooting pictures of that. And we're all thinking, well, who are these guys? And the basic assumption was, well, they can't be football players. They're not big enough to be football players. It was a hockey players.
Or just gamblers. Blizzard.
The Blizzard.
What's the Blizzard? Arena football?
Arena football.
They just were not that big. I mean, no. They weren't size-wise that much taller or bigger than me.
Well, who it is John Kuhn, who's who's a halfback. Yeah.
And we don't know
it. If you watch
the
Packer games, whenever he gets the ball and they do something cool, it sounds like the crowd's booing.
Yes.
They're not booing, they're saying his name.
Kuhn. Yeah.
And they just, I think they're either just because they like saying the name.
Yeah.
So they all scream, Kuhn, whenever he gets the ball. And he's just a stocky, just elephant, you know. Well, I mean, he's not that big, but I mean, just stocky like rhinoceros kind of a guy.
He's more like a wrestler. I mean, he's got really more like a wrestler build than a football
player
build.
But you put the pads on these boys, it adds to their size. And that's what's
clearly,
so...
but still, a lot of players we know are really tall guys. So he just doesn't seem that tall.
Exactly.
So stocky, surely. I mean, you look like an athlete, but So it turns out it's John Kuhn sitting next to us with some other kid.
Well, we didn't even know.
Well, I've never seen a picture of John Kuhn, had you?
Well, I mean, you see him on
the
field.
She only pays attention to Matthews.
That's right. I only
Well, you got the stars like Matthews. And,
I would recognize him. I would recognize Aaron Rodgers.
Driver.
I would recognize
all these
Donald
guys,
Driver.
Johnny Pepra.
Yeah, go Charlie!
Yeah, Charlie. You know Charlie.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so.
I wouldn't recognize Kuhn. He's just a very normal, average-looking person.
Well, he's not average, though.
You know, we know him. Comes to our church, you know. So we know these guys, right?
Yeah.
But Kuhn, I'd never seen before.
Nope.
Right.
So I've no idea about that. So anyway, we're watching TV.
Because we didn't realize it was John Kuhn. We just left the restaurant not knowing who these guys
Diane
were
just
at all.
Thought the camera was there for her.
So we're starting to watch the show, the news report, and it's an article. Well, first of all, they do a thing coming up, and they show the shot of this guy. Well, Debbie goes, that's the guy. I didn't recognize him because I didn't even look at him when he's in there. You guys are all looking. I didn't look at him. I'm too busy looking at myself because I love me. But anyway, so, I said, are you sure? She said, yeah, that's the guy. So it comes back and they're doing this article on the day, his day off, mm-hmm. John Kuhn. So they're playing it. So we're rolling the story here. And you guys can't hear this or see this, but we don't care. Okay. So now if you look, this next shot, I'll pause this when it comes up. Look at that.
Hey! Tyson! It's me.
There you are.
You can see Ross and Debbie and me clear as a bell. I mean, we are right in the middle of the shot. What you've got is Kuhn on one side and then, the other football player, I don't even know who that cat is, on the other side. And they're framing. I mean, we're not talking like kind of in the background fuzzy. I mean, it's like...
No, you're the center of the shot.
It's like we're the center of the shot.
I want to let you know we look like hobbits compared to him.
A couple of bald hobbits.
Yes. That is hilarious.
Isn't that a scream?
There
you
are.
Okay, so we're watching this, and of course we're just squealing like stuck pigs because we're going, oh my gosh, there we are. So I'm yelling at Briarly, saying, come on. She goes, you know, she's in the back, you know.
I'm already almost asleep.
Smoking half a pack of cigarettes, and no. Who knows what she does back there. So anyway, so she comes out, and we're watching this, and we're laughing because here we are. We're like the center of the story.
He says, "This, you know who that guy was? John Kuhn."
Okay, now watch this, Ross. Watch this coming up. So the story continues. There's some little picture of Aaron Rodgers throwing to Kuhn. Another shot of the football players.
Eating in the restaurant.
By this time, we just walk out. Now look who walks in right after us.
There you are. Mark's getting up and leaving.
I'm getting up right now.
He's playing with his phone. We're leaving the restaurant.
Okay.
Diane's going to be so no,
sad. Wait. So here we go. And then...
And she says,
so...
I'm so happy that happened.
So Clay Matthews
walked in right after we
and
left.
And the limiter just went wild.
So we're watching this. All of a sudden we see that it's Matthews, he's literally standing where we were just standing.
I could have touched him from where we were sitting.
No, I'm pretty sure that would have happened.
Oh,
don't erase
my
this.
Gosh. No.
No, I'm not erasing. In fact, I don't know why I lost control here for a second.
It's because her scream caused all of the technology in here
thing
too.
Out. Unless Debbie's doing this from upstairs.
Oh, she got it on upstairs.
Office.
Oh my gosh. I lost it, Ross. You should have seen me.
My wife's messing with the thing. That's what
That is hilarious.
He calls me out. I'm half asleep already. I'm standing there watching. Oh my gosh, that's John Kuhn. There you are. And the little announcer says, "You never know who's going to show up." Boom, there's Clay's face on the screen. I scream. I don't know if I've ever screamed that loud.
Dude, she screamed like she was being attacked by a bulldog.
I know, it's because she just missed her opportunity.
I did. I fell on the floor. I'm laying on the living room floor screaming.
She's going, I will
because
die.
Those of you listening, the show notes, she's always talking about Clay Matthews because he's like this super hunk guy. So here we get up and leave. We don't even know his football player. As soon as we leave,
he was probably in the parking lot.
As we are going to our car, in walks Clay Matthews, standing right where we were standing just a couple of seconds earlier, and now he's in the shot talking.
Of my lifetime, and we missed it.
Do you know I've actually said hi to him?
Where?
In after the game, because Charlie, he got his tickets a couple times, and go down to where the players come out and do like a post-game dinner.
Yeah.
And he was coming out of the locker room and walk right by me. And I said, hey. And I knew who he was, but to me, it's
everybody
not like
is,
oh,
yeah.
To me, it's a really
like
big
you.
Deal.
Apparently so.
Well, remember when we were first sitting there, there was a poster for Clay Matthews' the AIDS walk that he's doing. And remember when the camera was in there? Yes. I even said to Ross, oh, you know why the cameras are here. Clay's here. It's going to be Clay. He's coming in to pump his AIDS walk. And darn it, if he was not in that restaurant.
He came right in right after us.
We're seeing infatuation.
We're watching this on the television, and we are roaring.
Oh, my
Debbie's
gosh.
I'm laughing. She's screaming, oh, I can't believe we just missed him. And what's so funny is they're doing this whole story. And anybody who knows us, we've got a pretty big church in Green Bay. They all going to be looking and going,
it's Pastor Mark and Pastor Ross.
I mean, we were like the center of the shot.
Yes.
That happened to me once before. Ravel Martin and Ryan Pickett, we were sitting at a restaurant one time, and I'm looking over, and these guys are staring at me. I'm like, I don't know who you are. All of a sudden, I stand up, and I go over to them and said, hey, how are you? I said, do I know you guys? And they go, yeah, we go to your church. I'm like, yeah, what's your name? Ryan Pickett and Ravel Martin. I say, hi, nice to meet you. And I go back, and I sit down.
You didn't know who they were?
They're Packer players. I'm like, oh!
So do you think they like it when people don't recognize them, or do they get insulted?
I ask them, and they do not mind.
They don't mind at all. They almost like it at some level.
Well, see, that's what we were sitting there for so long, and nobody went up to John Kuhn, so you have to wonder.
I don't think anybody knows what he looks like.
No!
Now,
I
do now.
Clay walked in. I'd have been
right
over.
Known him.
I would have gone right up to him. You know damn
well
I would have.
Matthews can't possibly go anywhere without anybody knowing who he is.
Are you wearing Obsession today?
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Okay, I just want
to. But anyways,
it probably was a good thing. I'd have been the biggest gong show ever if he would have been. I'm sure I'd embarrassed all of you being there.
I'm embarrassed now the way you scream.
Well, you know, it's one of these shows are just all over the place.
Yeah,
people listen to our lives, you know. But Pickett was... at one of these Packer things. Did you see the show? They're supposed to be dressed up like that, and they ask Ryan's wife, is it Jennifer? Is that her name?
Oh, I don't know.
She'll be, I think it is. She's gorgeous, by the way. So anyway.
Yes.
So they're asking her, And so does he dress himself, or do you have to dress him? And she says something like, well, you know, for the first 10 years I had to.
And then he got a clue.
Real funny, you know, it's hilarious.
Then he got a clue.
Ravel Martin, where's he at now? He's like St. Louis or something, isn't he? Or?
St. Louis, yeah, something like that.
He was a great, him and his wife were coming to church. We love those guys. And then, that's to say, you get to know these guys. And then they get traded or something, and then they're gone. So,
I felt bad because I had to tell them right away that I was a Vikings fan, and that's why I didn't know who they were. They said, that's okay, man. You know, I'm a fan of so-and-so, too. Pittsburgh or this and that. You know, my hometown. I'm like, oh, you play for the Packers, and you're not necessarily even a Packer fan. You're rooting for the other team.
Oh, they're all trying to win, I promise you.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It was kind of like your little NASCAR story where you didn't know the big NASCAR guy.
Oh, yeah. I still can't remember the guy's name. But, he was one of the NASCAR drivers. All NASCAR people know who he is. I tell them. In the beginning, they were all howling. They couldn't believe I was talking to him. He's standing there. We're just talking. And I said, so what do you do? Are you the janitor? Are you, you know, do you work on the, do you change tires or something?
He goes, the grounds crew?
He goes, no, I'm one of the drivers. I went, oh, okay. Well,
you know, sorry. And he's some big famous driver.
I didn't know, you know, and he doesn't care. I think he kind of gets, at some point, there's a relief to these guys when they're talking to people that don't know who they are. But
Bill Martin plays for the Buffalo Bills now.
Does he? Yep. Or he got shuffled around again or whatever.
Yep, the Rams, the Seahawks, now Buffalo Bills.
That's what, Rams. Mm-hmm. Seahawks and Bills. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like Tim. He's a great guy. Anyway, okay, so that's our lives today, people. You've heard all kinds of stuff. We had one article on
the 72-year-old marriage.
72-year-old marriage. Something. So we'll take an early break. We'll come back, and then we will actually do some emails here. And get back to focus on
the real deal.
The real deal. More right after this.
Finally, marriage advice that's direct, honest, and to the point. This is The Mark Gunger Show on MarkGunger.com.
Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America are pleased to present this much-anticipated DVD set, Singles and Stinking Thinking, A Clear Path to Marriage. This four-disc set gives practical and straightforward advice that singles need to hear when it comes to dating and marriage and making the right decision. Taught from a definite Christian worldview, Mark challenges the over-spiritualized, over-romanticized expectations that fill the heads of so many singles. More than 4 hours of teaching, this series includes sessions on finding a spouse, the do's and don'ts of dating, and sex makes you stupid, and so much more. This DVD is for all singles from age 16 to 90 with an eye toward marriage. Parents, if you are looking for a resource that is packed full of biblical wisdom to help instruct your son and daughter on a path towards a successful married future, this is the DVD set for you. Order your copy now at laughyourway.com or call 1-866-525-2844. That's laughyourway.com. We know you like listening to The Mark Gunger Show, but if you also enjoy listening to other programs like Family Life, Focus on the Family, or The Debbie Chavez Show, you should check out Zubio's personalized listening software. Zubio organizes your favorite shows into personalized listening channels, which you can listen to on your computer, MP3 player, or smartphone. Listening to your channel couldn't be any simpler. Just touch Play All, and the day's best shows play one after another. Perfect for listening while driving, working, or exercising. It's the easiest way to listen to multiple shows. Create your own personalized listening channel by going to www.zubio.com. That's Zubeo.com.
Now we keep saying that we're okay, but I don't want to settle for good, not great. I miss the way that it felt back then. I wanna feel that way again. It's been so long that you forget the way I used to kiss your neck.
Remind me, remind me.
So on fire, so in love. Way back when we couldn't get enough.
Remind me, because I don't remember anything.
because of the mind-blowing sex issue.
Remember the article? Mind-blowing sex.
My cash has been erased.
That's why I don't know what's going on. I'm having great sex. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, are you ready for a dating question to get down to business here? Not really, but shall
You're
we?
You're still all just verklempt over the whole Matthew thing.
It's just a cruel joke that God played on me on Tuesday. That's all I got to say. Okay?
All right.
Dating question.
Dating.
You have to listen to how it the greeting reads.
Okay.
Dear Mark, Ross, and Diane, my favorite of the three. Hello, all. First, I want to thank you for all you do, especially for my age bracket, the 20 to 30-somethings who really need to get their act together, get married, and start making babies.
Get your heads out of your butts.
Here's my situation that I would like to bounce some ideas off of you or get some kind of feedback. I'm 23, going to school part-time for nursing. I want to get married, but no guy has ever really showed much interest in me. So right now, I'm just focusing on school and my walk with Christ, which will always be number one.
Yes.
Until I meet a great guy that I want to marry. Then I will
like me.
Then I will And I will convince him that it's a great idea to chase me, she says.
There you go.
I've been getting to know a young man that is the same age as me. He's a little odd and typically not the type.
It is someone like me. I knew it.
A lot of times you don't end up with the type that you thought you'd marry, and that's what she's saying. His girlfriend of 2.5 years recently dumped him for another guy, and since then he calls and texts me even more than when he was dating this girl. He spends a lot of time with my best friend, so they all
He texts you more than he did when he was dating the other girl?
Yes.
So he was texting
her
then?
And friends with her when he was dating the other girl.
And what did the other girl think of that? What did she think of that?
Well, let me continue.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to take a break from relationships and focus on God for a while before he pursues another woman. He agrees with this. That's what she told him. So I don't know what his intentions are exactly, but I have trouble sorting out when he's serious and when he's joking. I can't imagine knowing anybody who you have a hard time with that.
I told you, she's in love with me.
She said, on the other hand, I'm quite clear when I'm joking with him. He's really, listen up here now, he's really physically affectionate with girls. He's really huggy and likes to cuddle and whatnot. But I, on the other hand, choose not to do those things, not because I don't like physical affection, because I do a lot, but I don't want to go to those places with just any guy. And in the long run, it helps me to keep my head clear. She's right about that. Mm-hmm. And he, for the most part, respects me when I say no, but he also thinks I'm crazy, which honestly, I don't care if he does. He just started studying to be a pastor. I see some great potential in him someday to be a great husband and father. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff he does doesn't bother me as his friend, but as his girlfriend, it would be an issue and a deal breaker for me, mainly the fact that he's an over-the-top flirt and touches girls all of the time. And he was texting with you.
What do you mean touching? You mean like...
groping?
I don't know. But touchy. Just a touchy-feely. But then...
I'm a touchy guy.
Yes, yes. But...
Ross and I, we hug each other all the time. We just love each other.
No.
Anyhow, I told him this is why I don't want to date him, and I don't think he's used to girls saying no to him very often.
No, and of course, that's the sexiest word he's ever heard in his life.
And he's even admitted that the way I respond is different. He also told me he's highly attracted to me. I'm not really used to hearing that from guys. I told him I'm a wall, not a door, until I get married. I'm trying to save all of my physical affection for the man I marry. He has done a few things that I feel were dishonoring or that I didn't like, and I tell him right away, and he stops and sincerely apologizes. To be honest, I'm enjoying being the no girl because he seems to be coming back for more. I'm not quite sure why, because I thought I was being more mean than alluring. So she has some questions here. My first question is, am I being over the top on everything and being the no girl?
No, that's the way you should be.
To be the no girl. That is absolutely
In fact,
right.
The reason why he's paying attention to you is because you're the no girl.
Yes.
Which exactly is my argument all the time. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second question. Can I, as a woman, encourage him to grow up more so that one day he is a guy that I may want to marry? If so, how?
I don't know. It's on the one hand, can you have a positive influence on him? Yeah.
Yes.
Of course you can. And you're
Apparently she already is.
And you're challenging him.
Yes.
You know, hey, if you want me, you need to behave in a certain way, which is what women have done throughout the ages and how they improve men. That's what calmed the Wild West. Men who are pigs and these women who came into the West and they straightened up because they had to change if they wanted the girl.
And if he wants her instead of these yes girls all of the time, then he will straighten up and fly right.
But I'd be curious to see if maybe he's just an
over the top socialites, you know, very extroverted, you know, because you said, Mark, you're kind of a touchy feely guy.
Yes, I am.
Maybe she's over analyzing his.
It's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell.
Sweetheart, this is what the whole dating process is about. And I've said this a million times. Dating is about discovering character. You got the guy. He's interested in you. The more you tell him no, the more he's interested. That's good. So you're in a good place. Now you need to really do a test of his character. He says he wants to go into ministry. Well, how much of a pig is he? You know, I mean, obviously.
We wouldn't know the details just from this of, you know, is he really over the line or is he just like you?
Yeah. Is he like me? You know, you just described me to the most part. Goofing around, crazy.
And if that's a big deal, she should move on.
But some women couldn't take that
to be married to you, quite honestly.
Quite frankly, I think there's a whole lot of women who couldn't take being married to me.
No, I mean, but take that in any guy. Just being married to you, but that whole, you're too touchy-feely, you're too flirty with other women. There are ladies who could not be married to a man like that.
Yeah.
They wouldn't like it. They couldn't deal with it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm flirty per se, but...
No, but I think
could
women...
Could be perceived as, I guess,
yes, would perceive it as being flirty.
Yes.
Absolutely. But
what your intentions are and what the perceptions are sometimes are two different things.
I mean, I smile, I talk to them, and, you know...
As do I.
Yeah, so... So I don't know, you know, that's your challenge now, dear. You need to discover character. What is he really like? All you're seeing is surface. Mm-hmm. Does he pray? Does he fast? Is he really committed to his faith? Does he, at the end of the day, he wants to serve God no matter what? You know, there's some red flags there. We don't know what she means by touchy-feely. He's constantly groping women. Then that's inappropriate, you know? He's texting you and so while he's dating another girl. But if the dating with the other girl isn't really all that serious, you know, I mean, so there's
it's hard to know.
Yeah. So this is it. This is all you single people. What she's writing about, this is your challenge. Don't be looking for revelations. Don't wait for God to speak to you if this is the one or anything. Look. Do your homework. Check their character. We can't give this answer to you, but you need to look it out. She's, I mean, kudos to this girl. Yeah. She's got her head screwed on exactly right. And what she's really wanting to know is, how can I know that he's the real deal?
She wants to know if she's doing this right. I want to be a woman that commands honor and respect from him and obviously other men. Am I doing it right? I would
say
yes.
Absolutely.
She says, how do I continue to keep saying no and drawing the lines in the sand without being a, she used the word bitch about it. I don't think she must not be, because he keeps coming back. If she was too witchy.
You know what? I think you just need to be very clear with him. Yeah. Say, look, I appreciate that you're, you want to be my friend. But I got a couple of problems with you. What is it? First of all, you're too grabby, huggy with all the other girls around here. You know, stop it. It's inappropriate. Sometimes guys, they don't see it.
They don't.
You need someone else just to say, you know, what you're doing is not right.
Right.
If you're going to be, if you want to be with me, you will not do that. You know, you really interested in me. You want to date me. There's no way am I dating a guy who's groping and hugging and squeezing on a bunch of other women. You want to do that? I'm not the girl for you. I mean, just tell him.
Yeah, tell him straight up.
Straight up, you know? And, and I got another problem with you, Bobby. Well, what's that? When you were dating Susie Homemaker over there, you were still texting me. You date me and I find out you're texting another girl. I'm going to kill you in your sleep.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just flat up tell him who you are and what you expect of him. This can have a very positive influence, really, on a guy. So everything sounds really normal to me at this point. Yes. Just the question is, what does he really like?
Yeah.
Right.
And you just have to keep going to figure that out. She wanted to know if there were any resources you could recommend to help her become the amazing, confident women that men find intriguing.
Yes. Buy all my materials.
All of it?
Buy 20 copies of everything I've done. Well, you know, about Kicking Women's Conference.
Sure. That's
would good.
Work.
Actually, it's good for women to...
Oh, yeah, the singles one would be really good.
The single one, absolutely. Get the singles DVD. Mm-hmm. You know, in fact, ask her for her her email. We'll mail it to her.
Okay.
We'll send free it. Of charge. A $55 value now coming to you at
free
no charge.
You just pay shipping and handling. 55 bucks. <Yeah. No.
laughs> You want to send her the singles one?
Send her the singles DVD. Okay. Because obviously, we talk a lot about all these things on the singles DVD.
Yeah.
But to be the kind of person, you know, we got these great women's conferences. You know what's even helpful, I think, for women is to listen to some of our men's stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. You know, one of the things you can do is really start to understand the world of men and stuff that they wrestle with. So,
I mean, he could be fine. She could just be sensitive to what he's doing, or maybe he's over the line.
Maybe she's okay.
She knows what
she
thinks is
appropriate. But it's what she doesn't want, right? Yeah. I mean, for him to do that with another girl might think that it's fine. But if she doesn't, then... he either needs to stop or she needs to move on.
Oh, you just let them know.
Yeah.
You're going to be with me?
Right.
No texting other chicks.
Yep.
No hugging and grabbing other women.
I think it's a great
standard.
And
if by some miracle you convince me to marry you, and I'm dumb enough to do it, if I ever see you doing it, I will beat you. All right? I mean, just, you know, you can have fun with it or whatever, but just...
But it's sad that she comes off as thinking as she's being, as in her word, may I say it?
Yes.
Bitchy. You know what I'm saying? Because this, she's not broken. My wife never in a million years would have said, oh, am I just being too bitchy? No, she'd have been like, uh-huh.
Yeah, I am.
You want to be with me? These are the rules.
That's it.
That's exactly what my daughter did. A lot of women do that. They just lay down, you know, there's rules with my wife, you know. There's things I do that she's comfortable with, and somebody else may not be, but there's others, vice versa, you know. I know the rules.
Yeah.
You know, there's some things I can do, and there's some things I just cannot do.
You troll with that kind of bait, you'll weed out a whole bunch of fish. And when you catch the right one, you'll get the one that you really want to be with.
Yeah. It's good. So anyway, we love her. We think it's great. She just got herself a free set of DVDs from us. So.
There you go. Okay, in-law question. Thank you so much for your wonderful ministry.
Wait. In-laws.
Mm-hmm. I gotta find the right. Where's that blood sucking? From War of the Worlds.
Wait a minute. No. Yeah. Okay. In-law. Here's an in-law.
Thank you so much for your wonderful ministry. I learned about you from a friend who went to Laugh Your Way in Vancouver, British Columbia a few years ago. She says, I am a first-generation Chinese Canadian, married 19 years to a Canadian man of Czech descent. We have 6 beautiful children, ages 17 to 5. My mother-in-law is a highly opinionated woman who freely voices her thoughts with the firm belief that she is always right.
Is she Chinese too?
Mother-in-law's Canadian-Czech.
Canadian-Czech with she's a Chinese-Czech.
Yeah, Chinese-Canadian. Right. Mm-hmm. My husband's family always grew up very poor, and they chose to live extremely frugally. To be honest, the in-laws are cheap to the extreme. From our past visits to them over the holidays, my mother-in-law easily took out a box of cold cereal for her husband, and my family to eat for supper because she will not cook on the Lord's Day of Rest. My father-in-law takes a week...
It'd be the Lord's Day of Rest every day if my wife had to cook.
My father-in-law takes a weekly bath and does not drain the bath water so the mother-in-law can reuse the water for her bath.
Oh!
That is frugal to the extreme,
that
boys.
That is frugal.
I made the mistake of not getting to know my husband and his family well before we rushed into marriage 10 months after we began dating. I foolishly married because I was tired of dating. I did not know my husband was raised in a family where women were expected to do all the cooking, cleaning, and childcare while men went out with the rest of the boys to go play and hunt. I gave up my career working in a hospital to start raising a family. So apparently the in-laws come without being invited. And she says that she knows that she foolishly married into a family where freeloading meals, showers, long-distance calls, and laundry soap is the way of life. The lack of common courtesy or simple email or call before coming has me fuming. How do you suggest I handle the toxic mooching in-laws? And apparently she has 2 lazy teenagers that do the same thing.
Oh, no. What'd she say?
The music is
on. One music's running and the other music.
We might have to attack this one.
You know what? We're going to have to carry this into tomorrow's show.
Bitter Party of One. Your show will be coming up tomorrow.
Bitter Party of One. All right, sorry, guys. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.